He looks so normal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Michael Devlin was arraigned yesterday outside St. Louis. Normal-looking fellow, no criminal record. Yet here he is accused of being, well, a child-snatching wacko, basically. Now, I know we shouldn't use the phrase child-snatching wacko. So far, all we know is that Ben Ownby and Sean Hornbeck, two children who are not his, were found in Devlin's apartment after being kidnapped 4.5 years ago in Hornbeck's case.
I prayed to God that one day I would be back with my family every night.
That was him on Oprah yesterday. But still, you shouldn't use phrases like child-snatching wacko because it plants the wrong idea, as any defense attorney will tell you.
I mean, I think it'd make it next to impossible to have a fair jury in this trial, in this county.
Now, there has to be some place where a jury can see him in a suit and tie and clean-shaven and think to itself, how could a neatly groomed fellow like that possibly be a child-snatching wacko, even though the prosecutor says there's been a confession.
He did confess that he had kidnapped Ben Ownsby.
We have to remember the Duke rape case and how screwed up prosecutors can be. So even though Michael Devlin may have confessed and the boys were found in his apartment, we give him a sporting chance to go free. Hey, people change. America's the country of second chances.
Mr. Devlin, I'm not guilty.
It's just that a person who really wants to change doesn't confess, then turn around and plead not guilty. He confesses, throws himself at the mercy of the court, takes his punishment, apologizes, and seeks help. Think about it, Michael. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.